Presenting the keynote address at the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair's International Business Conference in Bulawayo today, Mnangagwa acknowledged that the country has become dependent on imports from various countries, with local industries failing to produce for export due to viability problems. Zimbabwe is spending millions of dollars every month on imports, which in most cases are cheaper than locally manufactured products. The vice president said government is taking measures to stop this trend, but also challenged local industries to be innovative in order to be able to produce goods that are competitive.
Efforts are underway to arrest the trend and revive domestic industry. There is need for a paradigm shift by industry and business towards the use of abundant domestic resources and skills to provide goods and services of competitive quality. This will, in turn, undoubtedly endear Zimbabweans to locally produced goods and make them competitive on the international market.
Mnangagwa said government supports industries in drive to retool and noted that the globalization of the world economy requires that industry and commerce adopt new ways of doing business.
In the face of the regional trade integration agenda and the globalization, I call upon industry and commerce to rapidly adopt and adapt to cutting-edge innovation solutions in order to withstand competition.
Nation Madongorere, a Zimbabwe Revenue Authority board member who was also a delegate at the meeting, said corruption in the country is a cause for serious concern which government needs to address. Vice President Mnangagwa acknowledged the existence of corruption, noting that it is incumbent upon all Zimbabweans to fight it. A delegate, who did not wish to be identified, expressed concern over policy discord by government, citing the case of the indigenization scheme debacle over which President Robert Mugabe had to intervene when two ministers clashed over the transfers of shares from foreign-owned banks to local people. Director Eve Gadzikwa of the Standards Association of Zimbabwe also weighed in and said government has to lead in efforts to come up with a national brand or image of the country which can help make it a destination for investment. Industry Minister Mike Bima, who was among several cabinet ministers at the meeting, said government has set up a committee which includes an inter-ministerial committee for national branding.
All ministries are involved, but the three ministries that are steering this drive, because we are saying when you have an image that you want to project, it's issues to do with promoting investment. You want to attract FDI, you want to attract investments. There is an image, something that you would want to say, this is Zimbabwe. So investment promotion, they are involved. And you have tourism, because people want to visit, because there is something good about that country. So there is the Ministry of Tourism very much involved in the steering of national branding. Then also my ministry, as much as it relates to trade.
The International Business Conference has become part of the ZITF and brings together government officials and local, regional, as well as international leaders of commerce and industry to discuss investment opportunities in the country. This year's event is the 10th edition of the conference since its inauguration. This is Dimiake Mwakalyelye reporting from Washington on behalf of our reporter in Bulawayo, Taurai Shaba.